This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to The Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready?
Frustrating, man.
It is frustrating. It's frustrating when simple technology doesn't do what you're so used to it doing.
I know.
You feel powerless.
Yeah, I am powerless. Give me one second. I'm going to go steal batteries from my Xbox controller.
All right. Well, I've been recording, so I'll just do the intro while you're gone.
Okay.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 51 of The Showrunner. I'm struggling with Google Hangouts. Johnny's struggling with mouses. And the great thing is, in the grand scheme of things, it's all going to be okay. Me having an issue with a podcast, Johnny having an issue with a mouse. They are very small things in real life because we have the privilege of talking to you, which we greatly appreciate. And so that will help make us feel better. I'm your host, Jared Morris. I'm the VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital. You all know Johnny Naster, defender of humanity, host of Hack the Entrepreneur, best-selling author, coffee lover, t-shirt wearer, and now official hater of Apple mouses. We can add that to his title. You just heard Johnny's door shut. He will be here soon. And we've got a really interesting topic for you today that we're going to talk about. It's one that Johnny and I actually started talking about before we recorded last week's episode. And so we quickly said, hey, let's make a note. Let's make sure that we get to that. And so we made a note for Showrunner episode 51. I opened it up this morning and we're going to talk about that here today whenever Mr. Naster is ready. And he's here. You missed your new title.
And it's interesting to look at the Google document now because for the past hour, I was like, we were talking about something last week and it was going to be the topic for this week. And I was like, just what was it? I was going to email you, but I was like, no, I'll come up with it. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. See, this is why it's so important to jot down your ideas so that you don't forget them.
It is.
So you want to talk about how to overcome inferiority complex as a podcaster?
I don't know if we're the ones to talk about this.
Why? All right, let's talk about it. Hey, how's your mouse, by the way? Is it working?
It's not working. It's got new batteries, too. It's really frustrating.
It makes you feel better. My YouTube live stream still apparently hasn't ended.
Why would that make me feel better?
I don't know.
That'd be really like harsh of me. Like, oh, well, I feel better.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Jared's in a bad situation too. Nice.
All right. So let's talk about this. I think this is something that all podcasters, all showrunners at some point go through, or most. I shouldn't say all. I think most. I know as I think back to pretty much every show that I've ever hosted, I've dealt with some of this. And it's this idea of feeling like you're not the right one to be talking about a particular topic, or that you don't have something worthy to say, or that someone else is more qualified, or no one is going to listen, or even that you have a co-host that maybe is a greater expert than you and you don't feel like you're on the same footing. All of this can cause you to have inferiority complex. And on last week's episode, we talked about when is the right time to quit. And of all the reasons that we talked about, I don't believe that this is one that we discuss, and I don't think that it should be one that causes you to quit. I think there are a lot of reasons to quit. Go listen to episode number 50 if you want a refresher on those. But simply having an inferiority complex isn't one of them, because there are ways to overcome it, and we're going to talk about some of those today. Johnny, what are your kind of opening thoughts about this idea of inferiority complex, which I think you dealt with when you started Hack the Entrepreneur? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong at all. And yeah, I think it's something that everyone deals with. And so literally that summer leading up to even starting interviews then, I needed to, I think, figure out how to overcome this. And so I opened up my HTE interview questions document since you've been talking, just to see. And it's still at the very top of my interview questions sheet that I keep open during all interviews. In red bold, it says, to master anything, talk to the experts. So I needed to overcome this because I was exactly struggling with this. And so doing some Google searching, figuring out who's talked about this before. And this went back to Tony Robbins. Some people love him. Some people hate him. I'm not sure how I feel about him. I think he's amazing at what he does, but it's not always my thing. But he's, a master of, he gets tens of thousands of people to show up. He's obviously what you would call an expert. This came from him because he said when he started, he was like in his mid-20s and he wanted to, I think it was to do with like martial arts, and he wanted to like teach in some way, but he didn't have the skills of the experts. And so he had talked to somebody who was his mentor, and the person just said, to master anything, just talk to the experts. If you can sit down with 20 experts and interview them and figure out everything they know about this topic, you will become an expert in the topic yourself. That's just how it works. So anything that you want to master. And so that all I did was I just used that to empower me, not to use that to frighten me away. It was just like, wow. And that's all. I have this list of 30 entrepreneurs that I want to talk to, and I've wanted to talk to for a long time. I'm not going to do it as a comparison of me versus them, who's better, who's more successful. That's not what this is about. This is literally me just trying to learn from these people. And if I can do that, and I will then become myself an expert in this, and then I can sort of roll that into even more confidence. But just that simple sentence, to master anything, talk to the experts. That's literally what I just accepted that as just truth.
Yeah.
And then I just pushed forward from there.
Because that can be so intimidating. And that's your inferiority. Yeah. Any inferiority complex can be highlighted when you're in the presence of an expert. Because now, not only are you feeling maybe a little bit insecure about your knowledge, but now you're kind of faced with how much less you know than this person. And that's really where you've really got to almost be intentional in your humility, to ask questions and learn. And just remember that you don't need to compare yourself to this person. Learn from this person, and you'll eventually, hopefully pick up a lot of what they're learning. But our pride sometimes gets involved, and all we think about is how we look or how we're going to come off or all of those things. And it just jumbles our minds so much that we can't gain the positives out of the situation that we otherwise could get.
Yeah. And it's just knowledge, right? It's just experience. Yeah. They're differences that you have between maybe your guest or anyone else and yourself is literally just like that. And they're not things that are just like apples and oranges. Like you have an infinite amount of experiences and education and knowledge about all your topics, and just they're intertwined with you. And so there's not like this person's obviously better than me or this person. It's like, well, they might have more experience, or they might have like, you know what I mean? Or more knowledge in a certain way, or maybe quote unquote success in a certain way, but you definitely do in other ways. And it's really, it should just be like on the scientific sort of sense of like all knowledge is supposed to be being pushed forward. And that's even with like having that beginner mindset, which you might have just inherently because you are more of a beginner than that person, really stretches that person who you're even afraid of, because it's hard for somebody sometimes to explain it back to the beginner, and it forces them to grow and it forces them to learn. So it's not just, you know what I mean? Like you have to think of it. It's still just, it's a conversation and a relationship. Whether that relationship's only for half an hour or an hour during the conversation, it's not just you, and it's not like that person just like dragging you along. It's literally you're forcing them into an uncomfortable place, which people that are usually successful look for those opportunities anyways. They love that thought. They love trying to like, wow, how do I explain this so that I would get it or so that Jared would understand it? Or how do I explain it so that that forces us to grow? It forces us to learn and even understand our own knowledge better. So I think you just have to... I think we just think of ourselves too much, and we don't, we're trying to have this relationship, and we're always just like worrying about our own fears or our own inadequacies, but the other person, even no matter who they are still having same or similar doubts and fears. It's just part of the process, right? And it's part of just furthering the ideas in both of you. And I think if you accept that, then you're good.
One of the greatest quotes I ever heard about humility is from C.S. Lewis, who said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. Which I think in this case can be really helpful, because inferiority complex is so much, like I said, about us getting caught up in our own heads and how we look and just all this vanity, really. When if we think about our audience and taking them along on a journey and think about learning from this other person, like you said, you know, making it an exchange of ideas because we probably have something to share with them, then we can get so much more out of the experience. And what brought us to this topic was actually a story that I shared with you. About kind of the difference between digital entrepreneur and showrunner. And so you and I have been doing the showrunner now. This is our 51st episode. And I've been doing the digital entrepreneur, the new show that I'm doing with Brian Clark. And we're, as we record this, we've done, I think, 6 episodes together. And it was last week, we were on the phone, Brian and I, and he's like, hey, you know, I was listening to the showrunner. And you and Johnny have really great chemistry. Like, you guys are really natural, and you especially, you're really natural and just relaxed. And I want more of that on the digital entrepreneur. Like, I want you to be that person on the digital entrepreneur, you know, because it feels like you're a little bit, I don't know, reserved or tentative, which I absolutely am. Like, if anybody has listened to that show, I'd be interested to know if you sense a difference. And a big part of it is just this inferiority complex of being on a show with Brian talking about this topic of digital commerce that, yes, I know a lot about, but I forget that when I'm in the presence of Brian, who knows so much and has so much experience and is so smart. And it makes me constantly feel like I just want to get my point out as quickly as possible without stumbling over my words too much and just get out of the way so he can talk, which in my weird mind, which is driven by this inferiority complex, I think I'm doing the best thing for him and for the audience by doing that. But really what I'm doing is I'm just doing the best thing for myself in that moment to not risk saying something wrong or whatever my stupid irrational fears are. When if I was really audience focused and if I was really focused on being the best co-host that I could be, I would be much more focused on it being a true exchange of ideas and being much more willing to ask questions, even if they might seem stupid, or bring up points, even if they might highlight how much less experience I have than Brian, that kind of thing. And yet I haven't quite been willing to do that, haven't quite been myself, which I think has stunted. I think it's a really good show. I think there's a lot of good information on there. And maybe people who listen to it won't even pick up on this. But, you know, I agreed with him when he said that. And I think part of it is, you know, when you're on a podcast with your boss, it can be a little bit intimidating, you know. But I'm kind of dealing with that. And I think the point I'm trying to make here is, even if you've, you know, hosted 700, 800 podcast episodes, however many episodes I've hosted, this inferiority complex can still grip you, just depending on the circumstance, the topic, the co-host, you know, like whatever it is the particular of that show or that podcast that you're doing. And so it's never something that you can totally solve. It's kind of an ongoing thing. And it's almost like you have to practice overcoming dealing with this inferiority complex. And I really do think that instead of thinking, hey, wait a minute, I'm great, I'm really good, to overcome an inferiority complex, which I think would seem to be the, you know, maybe what people might think first, I think you almost have to go counterintuitive and really stop, like we talked about, stop thinking about yourself, think about your co-host, think about your audience, and that can really help you overcome it, because now you're out there being yourself for them and you can just remove all of your own complex, irrational, vain, prideful thoughts that are causing you to have this inferiority complex, which is impeding your ability to connect.
Okay, but now that we're talking about it this way, I'm having a different thought. And so in my instance, to master anything, talk to the experts, I'm an interviewer. Mm-hmm. Completely different situation. And
yes,
I need to, I don't need to like interject my thoughts and opinions as much. My job is literally to ask the questions that my audience is hopefully wanting to be asked at the moment.
Right.
And to bring that knowledge from that person to them. It's different with a co-host situation. So the showrunner was started by, we didn't know each other, and it was put together as we were co-hosts. What I get from the digital entrepreneur, and maybe in like subconsciously, or I'm not sure, but that's how you get it. But it seems like it's like the Brian Clark show. And And I don't know if that's because you're quiet or if that's, if it just wasn't like maybe flat out discussed. So I think that the idea of inferiority is going to be different. Maybe we should take a sidestep, as in, if you're going to have a co-host, you should understand what it is you're trying to accomplish,
yes,
what it is you're trying to do, like off mic. Like, are we co-hosts, or is this like his show and I'm sort of the co-host and sort of the interviewer that brings it, but it's not my job to be talking all the time. It's to bring out the knowledge from that person to my audience.
Yeah, I think I will say, in that case with that show, it's supposed to be more of a conversation. That's kind of how we've talked about it. It's gone a little bit more that way just because I will ask questions and get out of the way, but we want to move more toward it being kind of like we are here on the Showrunner, where it's a true co-host situation, not a me just asking the questions.
Right. Okay. Because that's why, that's just, to me, it's too,
It is. It's different. And it's going to depend on the goal. That's what I mean. Like, what shape your inferiority complex takes and how you might overcome it is going to depend on the circumstances and the particulars and the goals and all of those different things.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that those, again, like any relationship, you have to talk about these things. Probably not in public always, but you need to sort of know like what it is you're trying to accomplish. When I hear digital entrepreneur, I just assume that that's how it was supposed to be. I've only ever heard like versions of that show, maybe like with Rainmaker and stuff before, except with different co-hosts. Except those co-hosts weren't really co-hosts. Mm-hmm. Those co-hosts were persons who introduced it and then asked questions, and Brian talked. So it seemed like a total natural. That's where it was supposed to be. Except you were just a new, in that way, co-host.
Okay, good. Then we'll edit all of this out.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this in public, but this is me thinking about it from an outsider listening to you guys. It doesn't seem awkward to me, and it seems awkward if you guys were looking for something else, but otherwise it seems like exactly what has always happened. And that's a really good thing that has always happened. Those shows have all been amazing. I mean, back to like Internet Marketing for Smart People. I mean, that's like where I started listening to podcasts years and years ago with Robert and Brian. Mm-hmm. Like they were like the first podcast that I really got into. That seems like that was a really good format, and this is a really good format. But if you're looking to do a different format, that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the hard part about it. It's going to be breaking a mold of what has always been done as well, but then also like trying to find comfort with your boss and be able to do it. So,
and let me say this too. I think for anybody who may be struggling with inferiority complex in any particular show or any particular situation, it's great to talk about it with somebody who will have some frame of reference and some context, which is why when we talked about it the first time, it was great. And that's why, I mean, I have no problem talking about it on the show. This is what we do with the Showrunners. We peel back the curtain and show people what we're really dealing with as podcasters. And, you know, the issues that we talked about at the start of this show, the issues that we're talking about now, you know, I mean, just because we're a little bit further along, it doesn't mean that we don't have things that we deal with that, you know, trouble us that we have to work through. And that's one great way to help deal with any kind of issues, especially one like this, is talk it out with somebody who can help you maybe see it in a different way. You and I can obviously do that for each other. It's why communities like the Showrunner Podcasting Course community are so helpful. What you said right there was very helpful. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I mean, other than that, I honestly don't know how to help somebody necessarily overcome like a true inferiority complex, which is obviously what you're going through, other than just that you have to do it. You have to, know what I mean? It's like starting a show. It's like getting on stage and speaking. It's like you have to, it has to start off awkward, and you just have to, at some point you don't stop caring, but you stop caring about that one particular aspect of it.
Right.
About what levels are the different people on in this conversation, because it's completely irrelevant. You are literally the only person in the world chosen to be on that show with Brian Clark for a reason, obviously. Because the reason why you're feeling inferior is because he's a really, really smart, successful dude who also chose you to be his co-host. Not because he thought you were terrible and didn't know anything about the topic.
Right.
Otherwise, he probably would have chose someone else, probably the person who comes in and cleans his house. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's, I mean, you have to accept that at some point, and everybody has to. If your co-host chooses you to be their co-host, there's a reason for that. You want to be a co-host with that person also because they're smart, they're successful, they're funny, they're whatever they are. You have to also accept the fact that they are wise enough and can make good enough choices that they chose you over everybody else in the world. And they did that for a reason. So don't lose sight of that and don't think that they're thinking, wow, I should have maybe chose somebody else. They would have, trust me, they would have chose someone else. That's just how it is. I mean, you can't go through a marriage thinking that, oh, what if my wife just wants to be with someone else? Like, it wouldn't work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you have to at some point just be like, of course, I'm the chosen one for this particular thing right now, for this person. Let's do it. Let's do it well.
Like, and we should say, I mean, maybe, you know, I would look, inferiority complex could be a little bit like fear. Okay. And here's what I mean by that. You know, we talk about fear or pain, maybe even as a better word, you know, like if something is hurting in our body, right, that's a signal that there may be something wrong and we want to look into it. Now, if it's just, you know, kind of the buildup of some lactic acid. And when we're working out, that's the kind of pain that we want to fight through. That shows us that we're on the right track. You know, if it's, and it's the same thing with fear. And I wonder with inferiority complex, if you feel it, you know, when you feel that, it may be a good time to step back and just assess real quick. You know, you don't want to totally disregard it, but just assess, okay, do you have some requisite level of knowledge in this space? It's like, I couldn't do a podcast about karate, because the extent of my karate knowledge is Karate Kid. So if I had an inferiority complex because I was hosting a show about karate, that might be a good sign that I really shouldn't be hosting that show. You know, so we're kind of assuming that everybody has chosen a topic that they have some level of knowledge in, and that your inferiority complex is probably masking some legitimate knowledge that you have. So I think you want to make sure that you have some experience, like something worthwhile to say in the conversation. And the other one would be, you know, do you have some level of passion for it? You know, and that's the thing for me with something like digital entrepreneur. It's like, okay, I do have experience. I have things to say, and I'm really excited about this topic. So this inferiority complex that I'm feeling, it's all this other stuff over here, and it doesn't really matter. So let's fight through it. Let's get to the good stuff. You know, but again, if I'm doing a karate show just because someone asked me to, I have zero passion for it and no knowledge. So if I'm feeling this inferiority complex, okay, maybe now I should step back and then go listen to episode 50 of The Showrunner and decide if this is really something that I want to do. Maybe I should quit this show. So, you know, I wouldn't totally disrespect it, but it's the same thing with fear. Like, your inferiority complex may be the reason to move forward toward it and get in that uncomfortable spot and give yourself the opportunity for growth. And I think in most cases, if we assume that you've chosen a topic that you know and that you're passionate about, whether it's an interview show, a solo show, a co-host show, whatever you're going to be doing, then you should move forward with it. Unless you can answer those two questions as not, and then we have to kind of question why you chose that topic in the first place. But I think most of the people listening to this will be well past that. So I just wanted to make that distinction.
Yeah, and this is something, this inferiority complex, I think that teachers go through a lot. Because, especially at like the college level, because oftentimes they're teaching students to go onto careers that they have never gone onto themselves. And will never go on to themselves because they stay as teachers. And I've heard this discussed like around that topic. And I mean, I have a good friend who teaches film at like a film college and teaches kids to go work in the film industry and to make, and he's never done that. He literally went like to university, then he went through college, took a film course, and then went and ended up being the head of another film program. And at first, I thought it was funny. I was like, well, that's interesting. Like, you're going to teach kids to do something that you've never done. He's like, yes, but I'm a teacher and I know the proper, like, I know what people need to learn to get through these things. Right. And so it's like same with business school. Yeah. People have sometimes they put up their back against people who are teaching business because it's like, well, you've never run a business, but you're going to teach people. It's like, well, I know the fundamentals and I know how to teach it. And I know how to sort of propel people into that arena in the best footing that they can hit. And that's really smart. Does it mean that they should never teach it because they haven't started SpaceX and they're not, or they haven't started Tesla or they haven't started Microsoft? You know what I mean? It's like, we can't have both. So as a teacher, that's what you're basically doing in a podcast. I mean, entertainment is part of it if you can, and a good teacher does that anyways, but education is this main part of this. And so you don't have to be the best. Like if you wanted to teach a karate podcast, you don't necessarily have to be the best black belt ever in existence. Because probably you're not going to be teaching at that point anyways. You're going to be probably making movies with Jackie Chan or something. But you know what I mean? This is something that teachers go through too. And so it's not just, it seems to be just people when we start, we think that we don't know enough to possibly be in the position to teach. And all I'm trying to help you think is that, yes, you actually are. And sometimes being having that closeness to your audience rather than the distance through way too much success or way too much experience, sometimes that gap, you can't bridge that gap between the beginner mindset in a topic and this uber successful one. And that's a really hard gap to bridge. And most people can't do it. So if you are somehow in the middle between uber successful and the beginner mindset, you have a better chance of connecting with your audience and therefore teaching them and therefore helping them and therefore pushing them forward in the right direction. And it would make you a way more successful podcaster as being able to do that. And so use that as a strength, not as a weakness, and use that as a reason to move forward in your show running, not to hold you back.
I love that. I mean, that really is the bottom line, is that a little bit of inferiority complex is a good thing because your audience probably has some level of inferiority complex listening to you, you know? And so that helps you relate because, yeah, if you don't know anything, but if you're just the supreme expert, you're probably not going to be able to relate to the majority of people that you're trying to reach. So understand that that is good, that that will help you. And that and all of that and all of what we've talked about today should I think help you overcome this and use it as something that drives you forward rather than holds you back. And that's the key. Johnny, are you at all feeling an inferiority complex in my presence since my Apple mouse is working right now?
Kind of, yeah.
Scrolling around on the page.
I know. I can actually see your like little pink icon moving around this, the Google document. I'm still wrestling. I've got new batteries and it's still not working.
Let's see if my live event is done. Nope. Still not done. By the time this gets done, the show's not even going to be relevant anymore.
Yeah. Alas. Well, one good thing though right now, Jared, I have a podcast recommendation to make.
Do you really? Like an actual audio file that you listen to?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Breaking news, everybody. Johnny's first podcast recommendation in months coming next. I don't know why I did that like it was a newscast or something.
I quite liked it.
All right. Over to Johnny Nassar at the podcast recommendation desk with today's podcast recommendation.
So after I got off a call on Skype last Wednesday, because it had ended with this conversation with somebody who was a co-host of this show, and he was talking about how he felt inferior to his co-host. And I had listened to the show prior without thinking about that, without having that idea in my mind. So I wanted to go back and listen to a couple more episodes to see if it was as obvious to an outside listener as it was to the person himself. So I did. I went back to this great show called Digital Entrepreneur, and I listened to two more episodes. I think it was episode 4 and episode 5. I can't remember, but I recommend them all. There's not even that many out there right now. I think 7 episodes, you said?
Yes.
But I think that they are more than worth it. And I think that they're a great accompaniment to this conversation because there's somebody dealing with an inferiority complex that you also might be dealing with the same sort of struggle. And if you haven't yet or aren't at this moment, you will be during your like show running journey at some point. Trust me, it's inevitable. So this might help you get a really good perspective sort of on it from the inside and then from the outside listening. So my recommendation is go right now, subscribe to Digital Entrepreneur and then listen to all the episodes or at least 3 episodes and then go leave them a rating and review and tell Jared exactly how you feel he is doing on the show.
Well, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate you recommending that show. I have a podcast recommendation as well. And I'm going to recommend The Art of Manliness, which I've seen and I've always been intrigued by, but I'd never actually listened to. And I'm finding myself really enjoying it. And there's one episode in particular. It's number 179, and it's called The Science of Cheating, How to Prevent and Deal with Infidelity, which has a very kind of ominous headline, and it certainly deals with some topics that are, you know, can be a little bit tough to deal with, a little bit tough to talk about sometimes, but I found it really interesting, full of a lot of good information. And it's been good. Actually, it led to some really good conversations between, between me and Heather just on our walks, which I think it's, you know, it's good to talk about some of those things, even if they're tough subjects, but this is really science backed and it was very, very interesting. So, I would recommend that. It's number 179 of The Art of Manliness, The Science of Cheating, How to Prevent and Deal with Infidelity.
Nice.
Like if you ever host another show about podcasting with somebody.
Well, that got weird really quick. I'm just gonna go.
I don't know where to go from here. All right. So you listening right now, our beloved showrunner, make sure that you go to showrunner.fm where you can get all of our free content. That's where you can join the showrunner. Listen to all the latest episodes of the podcast, get our weekly newsletter. We've been doing a lot more with the newsletter, which we're very excited about. And the last newsletter is probably two newsletters ago from when this comes out. I thought, Johnny, you had a great recommendation for a link that people should check out about how the radio industry is so good at structuring audio content and what we can learn from them. And I thought that was really, really good, really helpful. And that's what we're trying to do with our newsletter is give you all little pieces, little individual hacks, tips, links to help take your show running to the next level. Stuff that we haven't necessarily got into yet on an episode of The Showrunner. Perhaps we will in the future, but this gives it to you right away as soon as we find it. So showrunner.fm, join the list, listen to the shows. And and be careful purchasing Apple mouses and be careful hosting Google Hangouts on air if you're planning on providing the MP3 to your listeners the next day.
Be careful hosting shows with Brian Clark because you might feel inferior and then have to talk it out with your therapist, John, on your other podcast.
Right. Through no fault of his own, I will say. But he came.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
Just through how he is or who he is, I mean. Right. But that link to that video you said, I don't think we should do this very often. But because we're mentioning it now and we just started this new style of newsletter we are sending every week, which isn't just about the show. It's about something we've read or watched or something to do with podcast. It's cool what we've done. And I think you should join the newsletter. But you haven't yet, possibly. And I think that video is worth sharing. So I'm going to include that in the show notes. It was from entrepreneur.com. And it's this guy who owns a radio station or some radio stations in Chicago. And so he comes from literally the show running radio background and is gives a 22 minute video on podcasting too. And it's really, it's cool. It's really like, to me, I was looking at it like, wow, that's really just to see the way he breaks down radio and then discusses why people running shows or podcasts should do it too. So I'll include that in the link so you can see it. But then from now on, you got to get that stuff in the newsletter. So get
fantastic.
On
I like it. Give people a little taste.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. All right, everybody. We will talk to you next week on another brand new episode of The Showrunner.
Take care. They keep grabbing this mouse. It doesn't work.
That's why I waited. That's why I laid out. I was waiting for you to rant about the mouse one more time.
I was just going to I just want to grab the link from the newsletter to like put in the show notes right now. And most, it's not moving.
That's all right. My video says there are four people watching this live event that isn't happening. Technology, man. What are you going to do?
Well, that was a fun discussion.
It was.